Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cops in Chicago are investigating the attack on Empire star Jussie Smollett, and they've released images of two persons of interest who were captured on surveillance footage on the night the actor was attacked. The video does not capture an encounter, but the men were spocking.
They're like in Star Trek, like, foot of the V. Oh, I'm going to spock you so hard. You've been spocked.
The men were spotted just walking in the area around the time of the attack, which took place around 2 a.m. In the photos, I mean, they almost look like silhouettes. Like, you can't see anything. They're completely covered up. You can't see their faces. But cops are looking for them just so they can interview them about the incident. They said they're not suspects. They just want to talk. The release of the photos came just hours after officers said they've still been unable to find any actual video footage that showed two men attacking the actor as they allegedly shouted, "This is MAGA country." According to police, in his initial report, Jussie said that just random homophobic and racist slurs were yelled at him, but nothing about Trump or MAGA. Smollett is now out of the hospital. He suffered a fractured rib during the attack and is said to have put up a fight when he was beaten. By the way, the polar vortex, which brought extremely cold temperatures to Chicago, has actually stopped the filming of Empire. Also, the show Proven Innocent in the city. And the cold temps also led to Chicago PD altering its schedule so that the cast and crew would only be working indoors. Chicago Fire and Chicago Med both filmed inside as scheduled.
I thought you were going to say, like, crime in Chicago stopped. I'm like, that's impossible.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would be shocking. I'd actually be interested in knowing if it did go down because it's so bad there right now. Kylie Jenner is so busy with her child and her growing billion-dollar beauty empire that she kind of orders Postmates a lot. Like,
What's more than the average person?
I mean, a ton. She spent $10,000 in Postmates orders just last year. She got miso ramen bowls or ramen bowls. I say ramen, which I know is incorrect.
That's so ramen.
She gets chicken fried rice. She gets a bunch of lattes and pasta. But her most bizarre orders were 3 cozy blankets from Target, nail polish remover, and my favorite, 1 carrot.
What was the 1 carrot for?
She explained that the carrot was for making, matzo ball soup? Matzo ball soup. She had all the ingredients but carrots, so she just needed 1 carrot, so she paid for them to go all the way to the store for her to get her the 1 carrot and bring it back.
That's nothing, though. I mean, she's almost a billionaire.
Yeah. Jermaine Jackson is speaking out against the documentary Leaving Neverland, which talks about the sexual abuse claims against his late brother Michael Jackson.
Those were slumber parties, and what they didn't tell you was there were little girls there, even with their parents, their uncles, and they were sitting down watching movies. I'm 1,000% sure, because Michael was tried by a jury in Pearson. He was acquitted because there was no real evidence.
Let me tell you what doesn't make me feel any better about that situation. Oh, there were little girls there. It wasn't only little boys. Yeah, that makes me feel better. He invited a bunch of children over, whether their parents were there or not, because he really wanted to watch movies with them. That doesn't make me feel better. Adults don't do that. None of this makes any sense still. It doesn't make any sense still.
Somebody's little butt hurt. They never got invited to a movie slumber party night.
And Kenan Thompson was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night.
Would you do
good? We need to. I mean, they need to work out the deals or whatever so we both can get paid. But I'm down to do it. I think people want to see it.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, so we might be getting a good burger, too. Who knows?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your... I can't even do it.
Iconic. Coming up in less than an hour, this celebrity is getting attacked for teaching his kid how to shoot.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, the Super Bowl, of course, happening this weekend. Do you know what a prop bet is? I think Liv does. She's a sports junkie on the show. What's a prop bet?
It's like a bet on something that isn't the game, kind of. So, like, what color Gatorade is it going to be that they dump out on the coach?
There you go.
Is it going to be orange?
Ooh, that's
whatever.
Fun.
No, prop bets are the best.
Okay, well, I've got a bunch of prop bets for this year's Super Bowl, so we can do that next year on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.